have a brief outline. There's not a whole lot to add to this, to tell you the truth, because we've gone over this so many times before. It depends really on what your presupposition is on what's happening here. Is it a play? Is it a drama between two people, between three people? Is it an analogy between Christ and the church, or God and Israel? Once you decide on what it is, then you can fit this whole thing into it. But the text doesn't really help us a whole lot or demand one versus the other. In chapter 7, we begin the third description of the maiden. And it's a little more detailed. And I think that this book has got to have some kind of flashbacks in it. And I don't know really where they get married in here, to tell you the truth. It seems like that there's an allusion to it back over here in chapter 3 that we talked about. And there seems to be a greater intimacy building between this couple. Now, I think it's somewhat ostentatious of us to say this is a book that tries to support the beauty of monogamous marriages when in the midst of that we got a harem. So I don't think we can really, with all honesty, go with that. But I do think what we have is the beautiful relationship between a man and a woman in their own day, in the setting in which they live, that both of them receive great joy from. And it seems that the intimacy is growing because they're becoming more familiar with each other. The descriptions are becoming more specific and more detailed. The lady is seeming to take some of the initiative. Now, beyond that, I don't know what else to say about these last two chapters. But anyway, depending on who you see the interchange between, Solomon and his love, or Solomon and this lady and her hometown lover, the shepherd. Remember all that? Is it a drama with two people or three people? Is it an analogy of Christ and the church? And I do think there's something extremely positive here in a day when sometimes the church has not really fully expressed her affirmation and appropriateness of human sexuality. This is a very important book in the canon. But exactly why it's here is a debate. And once you pay your 2 cents, then your view's as good as mine, because I have no insight as far as the ultimate why. Okay. Now, he's going to start at her feet and go all the way to the top of her head. All right? And this is how verse 7 starts out. How beautiful are you, are your feet in sandals? There's not many mentions of women wearing sandals, really, but there are two or three, so we know that's probably what they wore.